You are listening to Let's Get Metaphysical. This podcast explores the spiritual and metaphysical world through the experiences and opinions of the host and those interviewed. It should not necessarily be seen as direct endorsement or personal advice to our listeners. We encourage you to use your own discernment, judgment, and intuition regarding anything you learn from this show.
Let's get metaphysical.
Welcome to Let's Get Metaphysical, the podcast exploring the intersections of science and spirituality. I'm your host, Renata Maniacci, here to remind you that not only do you have a divine eternal soul, so does your pet. This is season four, our season of miracles. I am devoting this whole season to one special person and to the community his miracles and teachings have benefited. His name is Master John Douglas. In the first episode of this season, episode 37, I gave a more thorough intro into who Master John Douglas is, how I became acquainted with his work, and some terms that are going to be used throughout this season. If you have not listened to that episode yet, I encourage you to do so before listening in to this one. Today's episode is all about miracles with pets, and we have seven pet miracle stories for you, all with cats and dogs, and all told to us by the animal's human companions. A few things about this episode. Some of these interviews have background noises that were unavoidable at the time of recording, so please forgive us for that. There are a few terms that are mentioned in this episode that I want to explain. You will hear about two types of remote healing tools. One is called a silent faith remote healing, known as an SFR, and the other is called a karmic mitigation blessing and is known as a KMB. These are both options for people to purchase on the CMA, or Church of the Master Angels, website if in need of immediate healing support from Master John and the Master Healing Angels, no matter where he is in the world. Some of our guests today mentioned purchasing these blessings for their pets. We will also have an episode specifically devoted to miracles that happened through the use of SFRs and KMBs later in this season. You will also hear people refer to the Elite Development Course, or simply as Elite for short. This is a three-day course held in Boone, North Carolina, where Master John teaches advanced sacred knowledge. Several of the miracles you will hear throughout this season are from people who are now graduates of the Elite Development Course. Finally, you will hear people mention some Master John tools called repair discs. These are tools that Master John created to help with certain things, like cleaning and clearing the food and drinks that you are ingesting through the use of the food disc, helping to alleviate aches and pains and more with the body disc. There is also a cold and flu disc and a mold repair disc. In this episode, you will hear a few people mention the pet pendant, which is something that your pet can wear on its collar, and it has the added protection of Master John and the Master Healing Angels, and more than one person have attributed it to saving their pet. So, without further ado, let's jump into these awesome pet miracles, starting with the cats and ending with the dogs. Are you ready? Let's get miraculous.
Hi, my name is Kathy. I'm a veterinarian. And I have a good friend named Mowgli, who's a cat. He's a Bengal cat. And he belongs to one of my best friend's daughters. She was headed out of town for 3 weeks. And the day before that, Mowgli got into a fight and he got a scratch on his eyeball, actually on his cornea. And that's pretty nasty because there's a lot of bacteria on other cats' claws. And he's of the temperament that he really doesn't appreciate anybody doing anything that he doesn't want to do, have done. And so they had to give him some gas anesthesia in a little box to help him relax enough to examine the eye at his regular veterinarian clinic. And so they did that and then came up with a prescription They asked her to fill it, and she was headed out of town. So I filled it, went to his house the next day, and could not do anything with him because he was so upset about the anesthesia. So I went home and found some pacifying homeopathy, came back and gave it to him. And then the next day I went back, the eye was starting to swell. I got one drop in there because he was so peaced out after the stuff I had given him the day before, and he was just all, you know, move and get out of his system. Got one drop in his eye, and that was the last drop I got in his eye. I came back the next day, and he was like, you are not going to touch me. I'm going to eat you if you try and do this. So I thought, I don't know what to do. So I left, came back the next day. The eye was starting to swell. And I thought, what a great opportunity to work with fear and putting down fear. And so I sat on the sofa, and I started Master John's spirit repair so that I could hear it. It would help me be calm and remind me that everything is possible. He's in the room with me. The angels are in the room with me. And I requested that the ulcer on Mowgli's eye be healed. And it was. So there was a spontaneous healing. His eye completely cleared up. He and I looked at one another like, did you see that? It was hysterical. We were just in this very special moment in which there was no time, no space. We were both in bliss. He came and rolled on my feet in just joy and gratitude. And that was it. So his eye was healed basically with no medicine. It was the angels who healed his eye right there in front of me. It was just delightful for both of us.
That's beautiful. Thank you for sharing, Kathy.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Hi, my name is Sally. And the story I'd like to share is my first profound realization of what a healer Master John Douglas is, and because he healed my cat, who had been to the vet a number of times. She'd had a bad abscess in her intestines, and she'd been on antibiotics, and she was better because she was close to dying, but she wasn't her normal self. She wasn't perky and alive and playful, and I had a session with Master John. And at the end of the session, I said, do you ever work with cats? And he got very excited because he loves cats. I told him what was going on with her, and he paid some attention to her, did a healing. And when I got home, I looked at her, and her eyes were the size of the full moon. And I knew she had been profoundly impacted. And after that, her energy was normal, and she was playful, and she was back to her regular self. Thank you, Master John.
So I'm Merrill, and I'd like to share my story with Master John Douglas. And it starts at the very beginning when I first was introduced to him. So I heard of John or Master John through a contact of mine, and she had been sending me invitations to meet with Master John for a while, about a year. And I really didn't have any urgent need, although I had a few other contacts who had met with him. So I was interested. And when I finally met with him, my background is that I'm a medical doctor, and I work a primarily holistic medical practice. So I deal with what I found in my own experience to be a more direct way to help people's health issues, which really tied into infection, toxicities, other factors that are not typically on the front of most medical diagnoses. So when I met Master John, his information perfectly aligned with what I was already discovering. And so when I finally met him on the first event, you know, there was not really a lot of questioning about his concepts of what he finds for health-related issues. But what I'm going to share today is what happened at the end of that first meeting, because meeting John is different for most people. I really had no context other than that he was more on the healing side, and I really didn't know he had a spiritual background or anything at all. But what happened at the end of our first meeting was, it was sort of a throwaway. He said, was there anything else that I had on my mind? And it just so happened that that particular week, I had lost my cat, which is kind of an interesting story. So most people, when they lose their cat or any pet, it can be quite challenging. for me, it was more than challenging because I'll give you the context. I had two cats. The first cat I had, and this will sound funny, but he was marketed or sold as an elite cat. So
that's awesome.
And this is well before I even knew of John or something called the Elite Training Program. So this cat was an elite cat. It's a cat that you can only purchase in certain times and certain contexts. And I'll even go a little farther back. My cat, actually both my cats were what we call Savannahs. They're sort of elite hybrids. So my very first cat was an elite Savannah. And when I got him, you know, if you do any research on these cats, it's kind of stunning as to what you have to do or get through to kind of get a cat like this. So I had him, and a year later I got my second cat, and I had her. And eventually what happened, they were doing well growing up, just the life of the party. But somehow my first cat got ill and passed away suddenly. So it was quite a shock. So in the context of that, my second cat, when she sort of got out of the house, because they weren't cats that you typically let out of the house. So she was gone, and I just happened to be with John on that month or that week. So at the end of the visit, I said, John, can you do anything about my cat? Because I had no idea, you know. And he goes, well, what's her name? And I told her name. He's like, oh, she's never been out. She's just sort of exploring, you know, freedom, and she'll be back. So I took that with a grain of salt. I was like, well, this is a wild cat. This cat's not been out ever.
Wow.
But I had enough trust to say, okay, if it could happen, it'll happen. So literally within that week, because I remember my neighbor who, he had sort of babysat the cat once or twice when we go on vacation. He had given us a story that he was like walking around in our neighborhood and just had this intuition or this thought that, you know, if he went a certain way and paid more attention, he would maybe have an insight as to where the cat would be. So wouldn't you know it, our neighbor was walking several blocks down our street and caught a glimpse of her. And she ran up a tree. And so he contacted my parents and they got like something that would draw her to like a can of tuna or something. I can't remember. And she came down and they grabbed her. And wow. So it was like, oh, okay. I guess Master John has some skills.
How long after you saw Master John was that?
It was in the week.
It was in the week. Wow.
So that was my first exposure. And then I, you know, whenever you see a person like Master John, you're like, I don't even know what's going on. And so this experience to me was sort of that first hook that I said, okay, maybe there's something more to this. So the other context is the same cat. Within, I think, that year or the second year, she started throwing up like crazy. And we're like, what is wrong with this cat? You know, cats will throw up and eat grass and et cetera. Mm-hmm. So we thought it was not unusual. But I kept getting calls, oh, she keeps throwing up. This is more than usual. So we sent her to the vet. And the vet, you know, did their checkup, said, could be this, could be that. But sent her home, you know, and figured out she might not be a big deal. Mm-hmm. But it kept happening. And this is, you know, usually on the weekend now, and there's no office hours. So you have to bring them to the emergency room, the vet emergency room. So we bring her there and they're like, well, this is happening too long. It's probably over several days though. And they're like, well, we got to check her out and sedate her. And, you know, our cat is a feisty wild cat basically, and will bite your head off if she thinks that you're doing stuff. So they had sedate her and put her under, and I was just like, man, you got to do all these. So I was at this time, you know, had done elite, was trying to figure out if was this the right thing to do? Is there anything else I could do with it? Making all these requests on my own. I think I even sent in a silent faith or two. It turned out she had swallowed, this happens in cats a lot. She swallowed a long piece of string. And the way it works in their system is their tongues are rasped. So anything they put in their mouth, it goes one direction. It doesn't come backwards.
Oh, man.
And this long piece of string had made its way down into her digestive tract and basically created an obstruction, which would have killed her. So they took in her surgery and basically opened up her guts, pulled that out, and they took a picture and showed me. But it was pretty miraculous that they found it and got her. Otherwise, you know, I would have lost the second cat, which was, you know, interestingly, karmically. But so that was the second time using with John's assistance. I totally believe that that helped her through that. Otherwise, it would have been.
The Silent Faith remotes that you sent?
Yeah, Silent Faith remote.
Can you say more about what that is?
Yeah, so basically, if John's not on tour or if you have a real urgent need, and I've done this for not just my cat, but for pretty much, you know, anyone in my family. I'll even do it for patients if they're not making progress. But you can go on the website and just make a request for an exchange for a fee, as we do here in the world. So you essentially pay Master John to work on an issue or an urgency or, you know, protection as that event's going through. So I did that. And again, that's why, you know, I pretty much will rely on Master John if there's something urgent or something that I find needs to have an attention. So that she's had more attention than most people, even that I know of with Master John. And it's funny because I had met with Master John a few months ago, or maybe I can't remember when, but he did remind me. He knew. He said, "Oh yeah, I remember now. It was your cat that we first met on."
Wow! So
it brings it full circle.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for sharing.
Sure.
Hi, my name is Elizabeth, and I've been a student of Master John for 5 years. This is Kali's story. And you may be able to hear in the background, it's Kali purring. So, you know, this is a story with a happy ending. Last November, Kali was attacked by a coyote. And he fought back and he was able to escape from the coyote. I found him a few minutes later and I immediately took him to the emergency vet hospital. When Kali was being examined, I went to the Church of Master Angels website and I ordered a karmic mitigation blessing for Kali. Then the vet called me to give me the bad news. Kali couldn't breathe properly because he had a bruised lung that was filling with blood, and there was an air pocket surrounding his lungs, compressing it, so he couldn't take full breaths. He also couldn't use his back legs, and he possibly had a broken hip or very extensive nerve damage. He had a fractured vertebrae, and he had several bite wounds. The vet said that in cases of coyote attack, because of the way that they pounce on their prey to kill them, the majority of the injuries actually appear a day or two later. And because Kali was already so badly hurt, especially because of his lungs, he recommended euthanasia for Kali. But because I had experienced so many miraculous healings by Master John of both people and my cats in the past 5 years, I knew that I needed to ask his help again before making any decisions of that type. So I told the vet that we were going to give Kali 24 hours to see how he did before we would decide to put him down or not. When the vet left the room, I went back to the CMA website and I placed a Silent Faith remote healing request for Kali, where I described the situation. And I asked that the highest good for Kali, according to God's will, for him would be done. So that night, Kali was put in an oxygen chamber to help him breathe. And he looked horrible. He couldn't move. He couldn't breathe. He had been chewed up and spat out several times. And I remember his eyes were glazed and just so lost. I left the hospital with such heavy heart, but with faith. So the next morning, my husband and I went to see Callie at the hospital, and we simply could not believe what we saw. Callie was sitting up. His eyes were bright and full of life, and he was waiting for us to greet, waiting for us. I was simply shocked. We couldn't believe it. I burst into tears. I covered him in slobber and snot because I was crying all over him with so much happiness, so much relief, and so much gratitude. The vet was amazed. He said that Callie had improved so much during the night that he was going to take him out of the oxygen chamber to see how he breathed on his own. That was the greatest concern. It was the damage that had been done to his lungs. So that morning we left the hospital with so much hope, so much gratitude, and even more faith than we had before. So that same evening, we went back, and there he was. He was outside the chamber. He was breathing on his own. He was eating, and he was even moving a little around the cage. The same vet that had admitted him the night before said that he was doing so well that if he tolerated switching from the intravenous to oral pain medication, he could actually go home the next morning. And that was exactly 24 hours after the same vet had recommended euthanasia for Callie. And the vet said that of the usual complications, all the internal organ damage that shows up later from coyote attacks, that none of that had happened. I remember that she was shaking her head in bewilderment as she was saying this. She was amazed that Callie had survived. So the very next morning, we brought Callie home. And he was still mostly unable to use his back legs. The vet said that the nerve damage could take months to heal or even not ever heal completely. So I continued to pray to the Master Angels, requesting them to heal Callie's injuries, especially the nerve damage to his legs. And every day he walked better than the day before. The limping was steadily disappearing. His improvement was so fast that exactly 2 weeks after the attack, he surprised us all by climbing a tree and even being fast enough to catch lizards in the garden. And then, in less than a month after the attack, Callie had no limp at all, and he was completely healed of all his injuries. It was like nothing had happened to him. So Callie was granted a great miracle, and Master John and the Master Angel saved his life. And this is only one of the many miracles that Master John performed on our cats. We are so grateful and we are so blessed for being able to request Master John's help anytime using the Silent Faith Remote Healing and the Karmic Mitigation Blessing Requests. They are divine intervention and they save lives. Thank you, Master John. Thank you, Master Angels. Thank you, God. Thank you.
I'm Sarah. I'm a student. So he was, I think, like 9 or 10 at this point. And
your dog.
Yeah. And he was just like in so much pain. He couldn't get up. We were going to the vet all the time. And my mom was in Los Angeles while this was happening. So it was me and my dad dealing with you know, him just like not being able to get up and going to the vet and having all these like crazy problems. No one could figure out what was wrong with him. And she walked into the room and she was like, Smudge is not my dog. And he found a parasite in his heart.
Master John did?
Yes. And killed it. And then he was fine for another 4 years, you know.
Wow.
And that was a miracle for me because, you know, the dog love is...
Dog love is big.
Yeah, dog love is huge.
Dog love is huge. So, Master John, how did Master John find out about it? Was it a...
My mother brought it up to him in her personal session.
Wow. Yeah. And so he found a virus... In his heart,
yeah.
Killed it.
And I think in his body, like there was a bunch of stuff going on. But it was mostly the heart, the virus in the heart. And that just, like, he was better within days.
Wow.
Which was, you know, saved my family thousands of dollars in vet bills, you know, and my dog from being in massive amounts of pain. And we thought that that was going to be the end for him. And then he lived 3 more years after that.
Wow.
Happy, good, you know, he got old and passed away, but I'm just thankful to have those extra years with him, and definitely a miracle for that. And I believe that he's in a better, like, I would love to believe that he ascended and is, you know, living a better, greater, you know, because the pets have also gotten massive blessings from, you know, we listen all the time and they're in the room and they've gotten all the blessings from everything we've ever done. So, you know, and John has said that they're more spiritually enlightened creatures anyway.
Right.
So
yeah,
I believe he's in a better place now, but you know, he got a miracle, which I'd like to believe he knows.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing.
Hi, this is Liz. I'm going to tell you about my dog, Buffy. Buffy was a 14-year-old white poodle. She had breast cancer, and then the vet told us she now had congestive heart failure. And we had done everything we know to do. We tried diuretics, and the diuretics were shutting down her kidneys. And we had recently purchased a food repair disc from Master John Douglas that we put under our food to sterilize and clear it. And I had the thought that maybe I should just try putting it in her bed and see if it would at least help her. So we put it in her bed, and every day she slept on it. And then she started getting smaller because she was very blown up from excess weight. And 3 months later, when Master John showed up and looked at it, he said her heart went back to 95% normal.
Wow.
And she basically, the masters had cured her through the food disc. And that was the beginning of the pet discs that then were created for their health and well-being. And I celebrate my dog, Buffy, who lived 3 more years very happily. And she was the beginning of a miracle for all pets.
That's amazing. Thank you for sharing.
My name is Nikki, and I purchased a pet pendant for all of my animals. One Saturday morning, I came in to see my Yorkie boy vomiting, and I thought immediately, oh gosh, it's a frog. I just knew it because he really likes to chase frogs and lizards, and I just knew that one of the poisonous frogs had gotten into the house. I live in Florida, and it's just, and I have ponds all around me, so I have frogs everywhere. And so I comforted him and helped him to clear the foam from his mouth. And I thought, oh boy, this is the end. Because if you don't get these dogs to the vet in time, it literally is within 2 hours. They go into seizure and that's it. And lo and behold, after I cleared the foam from his mouth and held him for just a little bit, he seemed to be okay. And we went for a walk. And he was fine. And it was the pet pendant. The pet pendant had transmuted the poison in him and saved his life. The pet pendant is like a programmed disc that the dogs wear around their necks. There's also a food and body disc that is separate for cleansing their food. But this, it does just that. It transmutes poisons. It transmutes things that are not healthy for the pet if they've ingested or come across, and it just helps balance their systems and protects them in many ways. It's really, it was a lifesaver for my little boy.
That's amazing.
And I'm forever grateful.
Thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
Thank you to all our human and animal friends who had a part in sharing these miraculous pet healing stories. This was such a heartwarming batch of miracles to enjoy. If you liked hearing about the repair discs, such as the food disc or pet pendants, you will enjoy the next episode, which is all about miracles using the tools and the processes created by Master John and the Master Healing Angels. Can't wait until the next episode to learn more? Check out www.masterangels.org for more info. For this week's bonus content, we will be hearing some awesome pet miracle stories from Bridget Fonger, host of the Superhero of Love podcast and student of Master John Douglas. A few weeks ago, I was honored to be a guest on Bridget's podcast in episode 86, Getting Metaphysical with the Divine Awakener, Renata Maniachi. Bridget also interviewed Dr. Christopher Hartnett, who was my guest a few episodes ago on episode 39 of this podcast. If you are interested in hearing that awesome interview, check out the Superhero of Love podcast episode 69, Angels, Miracles, and Soul Realization with Dr. Christopher Hartnett. Catch this week's bonus content with Bridget at www.patreon.com/letsgetmeta. If you are enjoying the Let's Get Metaphysical podcast, please consider subscribing to the podcast. Give us a 5-star rating or write us a review. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Instagram. Share it with your friends. You all know at least one person who needs to hear this very episode, so please send them the link. I'm going to leave it there for today. Thank you for listening. Stay meta.
The statements and advice offered in this podcast are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or medical condition, and are not substitutes for prudent medical care offered by a licensed medical professional. References to healing or treatments in this podcast are describing faith-based blessings performed by God and the Master Healing Angels. We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you like what we are doing, please consider becoming a patron of the podcast at patreon.com/letsgetmeta. Our intention is to raise the vibration of the planet by sharing, validating, and normalizing spiritual and metaphysical experiences. If you haven't pledged yet, we would really appreciate your support. It helps keep this show going. Let's Get Metaphysical is a production of the HANA Healing Arts Network. The show's host is Renata Maniachi. The music for this podcast was composed by Rob Trefort of GoldenTurtleSound.org. Thank you for listening. Stay meta.
Let's get meta.
Metaphysical.
Let's get meta.
Metaphysical.
Let's get meta.
Metaphysical.
Let's get meta.
Metaphysical.